January 29th, 2010, Oroville news, announcements, interviews, and a weather forecast. On microphone, Marlenka, Jonathan, Varun, and Nadine in studio. Clear skies today and over the weekend, northeasterly winds, 18 to 25 kilometers per hour, temperature range 23 to 28 degrees. Listen now to comments at the Mother-Son Photographic Exhibit, Lisbeth and Rebu, opened at Pitanga Hall on January 20th. Did you know the talent these people had?
Well, this summer we were on board with Lisbeth in Greece, and then it was quite evident how incredibly talented she was as a photographer, because she was our official photographer. We all stopped taking pictures at the end and let her do the photography, because it was clear she knew what she was doing, you know.
Yeah.
There's even one of her that she's taken from our boat up there on the stairs, no? Oh. So taken in the Aegean. And I've known for a long time that Lisbeth really loved to take pictures. I just didn't realise that Rebu had had carried on the family tradition, no? And so it's very nice. Especially these beautiful pictures that he's taken of South America, they're really lovely.
No, yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's really nice to have the pictures up, to be able to show them here with my mom's pictures at Pitanga, which is such a beautiful location. And yeah, it's great to get that opportunity here in Oroville.
Have you been studying photography? Or your pictures are so great.
No, I didn't study photography. I learned everything from my mom.
Well, which is, of course, not true, because Rebu is much more technical than me, than I. But we enjoy working together, although I must say it was kind of stressful to get everything done. And yeah, you just learn a lot putting up an exhibition with pictures that get stuck in the humidity, 80%, 85% humidity, and sticking on the glass and printing here and there and paper that's not available, but then finally it comes together.
Today is the day of events from the Litter Free Oroville campaign, an initiative of Soma Waste Management Oroville in collaboration with Eco Service and many volunteers from Oroville. The early morning yoga nidra was followed by a massive litter pickup along the main roads and throughout Oroville communities. The events continue throughout the day, culminating at the Visitor Center, 8 p.m. until 11, with noteworthy entertainment featuring Nautica and Gopika, performing with the relevant theme in mind, the Mohanam Boys making percussion music out of litter, the brand new band representing the youth of the future, Krishna's band Emergence playing homegrown eco-friendly fusion, Jivan and Suryan singing songs of love and waste, and Pachamama grooving to sustainable ska, reggae, and of course Jesse, the ever-splendid trash-talking host. And here are just a few helpful tips from Blue Light Jürgen around emailing. Why not use the phone instead? Emailing is good for mass mails, sending attachments, documentation, but to fix a date for the next dinner or meeting can be done via phone, which costs a couple of rupees or less. If there are any doubts around emotional havoc in the message, to leave it overnight and reread the next morning when the hot air from the day before has vanished is a wise option. And emails written late at night when tired often contain mistakes which can create lack of clarity, causing confusion. Wrong dates or times for appointments, wrong recipients entered, as well as emails written but forgotten to be sent out are all common mistakes. And when reading an email, either reply immediately, label it or archive it for later use, or delete it. And if your email is causing you stress, then it's time to act. Don't let email control your life. It's possible to move towards a relaxed use of email in Oroville. And this from Shiro Bindo. Selfishness is the only sin, meanness the only vice, and hatred the only criminality. All else can easily be turned into good. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact orovilleradio.org. And thanks for listening.